Retired basketball star Michael Jordan appears to be on the verge of making a comeback. Jordan told a group of reporters yesterday that he would make an announcement by the middle of next week. When asked if he was going to play again, Jordan said, "I'm doing it for the love of the game." Michael Jordan retired in 1998 after leading the Chicago Bulls to their sixth NBA championship. If Jordan returns, he's expected to play with Washington, D.C.'s Wizards. Jordan is part owner of the team, but he would have to sell his shares if he decides to play. The NBA does not allow for player ownership. NPR's Tom Goldman joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
We've been hearing about a Jordan comeback since the day he retired. Does he mean it?
Well, still a maybe on that. However, the reporters who chatted with Michael Jordan yesterday in Chicago sound convinced. And I should say that one of the sports websites has had a daily Jordan returnometer, which ranges from 99% no to I'm back. And today the arrow is on stay tuned. So it's looking like it's going to be more likely, but Michael Jordan is still being a bit coy. The Washington Post called him up and asked for a comment about all these reports swirling around on Monday. And they said, you know, are you coming back? And he was quoted as saying, I didn't say that. I have not said it.
No one doubts he loves the game. If he comes back, he's going to be playing for the Wizards. That's going to take a lot of love.
Yes, you have hit on a key point there. He is legendary, as a lot of people know, for his competitiveness. His late father even described Michael Jordan having a competition problem. And this raises an interesting point. The Wizards probably are not on anyone's list as potential NBA winners this year. And in his chat, he was asked that, how are you going to deal with the question? Which elicited, to me, the most interesting answer. He basically said he's matured and come to learn that winning isn't always about championships. He went on to say, what's wrong with helping kids find their way, teaching them the game? And, of course, he's got a great big kid on his very own team. The Wizards' first draft pick was high schooler Kwame Brown. You know, he's maybe preparing us for a different Michael Jordan, maybe less flash and more of kind of a wise old sage, in a sense.
I'm sure he's in shape and mentally ready to play, but what about that timing? What about those other factors?
Well, the timing, he says, is there. He's had some tendonitis flare up in one of his knees. He broke a couple of ribs. Apparently, both situations have kind of corrected themselves. And he says if he can keep the tendonitis under control, he's ready to go. He's been playing with NBA players in games that have been refereed by NBA officials. When asked in this conversation yesterday about that, he said he's been winning those games. So he's sounding pretty good.
But he went out on top, and he's got so many fans who are thinking, Michael, don't. Please don't.
One of his good buddies, Charles Barkley, who was rumored to be coming back to the Wizards with him, even said that publicly. Don't do it. But, you know, how many people have to give up something they love before they're 40? I mean, most of us, you know, if we're lucky, make it into our 60s and retire nicely. And even though Michael went out on top, there is that competitive nature that we talked about, what he said in this conversation with reporters, the love of the game. And that love must be immense because he, of course, is really taking a big risk to his pretty unsullied reputation by coming back and maybe risking having all these young bucks show him up.
NPR's Tom Goldman.